Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me is Sarah Wells.
Yellow.
And a delayed birthday, but it is Jane Fawcett's birthday a week from
today.
No, but it was a week ago yesterday.
December 31st.
Here we go. So we did not record a show the last 2 weeks, but we decided to celebrate Jane's birthday a week later. And I guess this is sort of a tradition because we've celebrated Sarah's birthday, Jane's birthday. We haven't done Kevin's or myself, but I mean, it's cool, guys. No worries. No big deal.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Eventually.
So, Jane, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
Yep. And Jane, you're pretty big on birthdays, right?
I love my birthday.
Yeah. And so we decided to dedicate some of this show to you. And the
just some of it?
Just some of it. Well, we don't, the sermon wasn't about you, so.
The he met me here was
No, it was about Jesus Christ. And Jane just happened to be the face of the He Met Me Here series because she took a good photo.
Mm-hmm. Now she's choking and she's embarrassed.
If you saw the He Met Me Here website and you click on like the blog or the video, Jane's photo is like the He Met Me Here photo. Mm-hmm. So good job, Jane.
I'm the what's it called?
The face?
The
face of the He Met Me Here series.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, Jane, sure. We invited some of your friends
to
be interviewed. So Cam Balachi and Kim File are
so
here on the show.
Fun.
And they are here to just chat. And
just
hanging, talking with Jane, you know? And this week's music, well, me and Sarah.
We went on a little secret agent
mission. It was a secret agent mission. And we hijacked your computer, and we basically
my iTunes.
Your top five songs.
We were on your computer.
What?
Because your iTunes playlists are private, apparently.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get on it.
Oh yeah.
So we chose your top five most played songs on your computer.
Really?
And I couldn't name
what
all
are
of them.
They?
Well, there are a lot
you'll
of
see.
Some of them are country,
but they're good.
I'm nervous what you found.
The only
we only clicked on top five, the 25 most played, and so we just chose the top
ones. The first one was kind of nasty. It was called Bumping. I mean,
no,
it wasn't. It was not.
My mom listens
Sir
to this.
Sir Mix-a-Lot was on there. No, I'm just kidding. No, Jane, they were all mostly country songs. So
yeah, they weren't bad
who's
at
that
all.
New good-looking guy?
Hunter
He's like
Hayes.
Hunter Hayes was one of them.
Wanted.
There was a Civil War song
I
on there.
Civil War.
There was
that's
got
funny that
another
most,
country guy.
Mostly country.
I would say
Gloriana.
All four of them were country. Gloriana really? Is one of them too. So if there's three country and one Gloriana. If you consider Civil War's country.
They're folk.
They're
folk?
Folk
bluegrass.
So, you know, but they're all I feel like they're all love songs. And they're
well, I am in love.
Yes. And one of them is about like this guy. His life would be different.
Oh, but woman like you.
Yeah, woman like
that's
you.
That's such a sweet song.
So those are the songs we picked. And please don't pick my top five songs for my birthday because it's not good.
They're actually
I don't
angel
feel like
or,
these are necessarily a correct reflection of my favorite music, though.
Right, but they're the most played songs on your computer. So what do you have to say?
Well, it's because it's from a playlist that is only the only playlist on my phone.
Ah, huh? So
that other than my gym mix.
So it's just like, it's not that your favorite music, it's just what you have to listen to.
It was a playlist that I made for Mario when he left for San Diego.
And it's the most played music from your phone, not necessarily your iTunes whole library.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, it was still fun to
it was
do it.
Great selections, though. I do enjoy those songs.
Sarah had to check to make sure you weren't coming back to your desk, and I had to secretly get on your computer.
Went into the Welly Deli and just started eating Chex Mix and talking to you.
At lunch.
Because Christian was on your computer. And I tried to screenshot your screen, but I messed up, so you have a really random screenshot on your desktop now.
Sorry.
Of my computer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, alongside the music, we also are bringing back the sermon discussion. Because I feel like we did take a small break from the sermon discussion with the He Met Me Here series, and so we are back.
And I feel like we talked about tongues forever.
Yeah. So this is a one-week sermon discussion before we get into our generation series. But we'll talk about Brad's kind of charge for the new year, we'll call it.
I thought last night's sermon was awesome.
It was great.
You went to church last night, huh?
I went to church.
Who goes to church on Sunday night? Church is on Sunday morning.
I went Sunday morning and Sunday night.
Just kidding. So. So we will discuss that. And I love that he used the running the race scripture, which is typically like a scripture that's like misquoted or misused. So it was good for people to go like, oh, that's what
in
that
context.
Means. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. And then we will just celebrate Jane's birthday along the way. So if you hear candy or us drinking something.
Popping bottles in the ice.
No, not that. It's
Pellegrino.
Yeah, it's Pellegrino.
We're popping bottles of fizzy water.
Yeah. So enjoy the show. And if you know Jane or you ever see Jane and you forgot to wish her happy birthday, make sure you wish her happy birthday. But stay tuned for some sermon discussion and enjoy Jane's top four played songs.
When I had it to myself, I didn't want you around. All those pretty faces always make you stand out in the crowd. Someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's much too late for me to go and take a second look.
Now, I don't have sons, but I've got two little girls who right now carry the name Belle. That means something. We stand for something. We represent something. When you say the name, we are something. That's what a name is. You've all got names. It's a heritage. It's a legacy. It's a part of something bigger than you. Your name is a Christian. What does that mean to you? What heritage comes with it? What legacy comes with it? When you say, I'm a Christian, what does that mean? It means you're connected to something bigger than you. And because of that, how should you then live?
That was a clip from this past week's sermon from Brad Bell. And this was kind of a, I would call it a scriptural charge. This was a charge as a church for us to just look at our lives over this next year. And really, how are we going to decide to live with a world that is constantly leaning more and more towards, you know, I wouldn't call it atheism, but like religion is not a part of it or God is not a part of it. You know, how do we live and how do we continue to act as believers in a world that is really tough to be a believer in? And Brad mentioned in his sermon, like, I work at a church. And so I live, breathe, and die like the Bible in some senses. But for you who are in the work world, it is that much harder to essentially run the race. And so he used that scripture. Maybe give me a, what was the whole scripture he used? So I don't
Hebrews
like.
Hebrews 12, 1 and 2.
Yeah. Then he jumped around here and there, but that was the main text he walked through.
Yeah.
Sarah, do you mind reading that? I know you have it on your phone, but yeah. It's a verse that you've all heard most of the time. Go for it.
That you've all heard most of the time.
Most of you have heard.
Yeah.
Okay. Chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by start over.
Jane, why don't you mind? Do you mind?
No, no, I can do it. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
Right. So that is a verse that we've probably all heard growing up in church or whatever. But this sermon was more directed to us as a body of believers in Fresno of just like, hey, in some senses, it was a wake up. Let's get our acts together and let's represent our name as Christians here in Fresno. Yeah. And let's start, in a sense, living out the anatomy of a disciple. Let's start getting in our communities, getting in our neighborhoods, and start acting like Christians in a world that, in some senses, doesn't has no need for Christians, you know? So, I mean, that's a general overview, but Sarah, you said you really enjoyed this past week's sermon. What was it that you enjoyed about it?
He pointed out a few things that I just never heard before in this passage. Like, cause like you said, like I've heard it many times, but, he talked about two different things. A lay aside every weight and sin, which clings so closely. And he said, the weight that weighs you down isn't necessarily a sin issue.
Yeah.
It's just, it's something that weighs you down that after a while, it's going to actually hurt you or it's going to become a sin issue. Or slow you down. And that was,
convicting.
Yeah, I never heard that. Because there's things in my life that like, no, they're not sin issues. But sure. Over time, yeah, I guess that could be a problem. And is it hindering me to be the best I can be? Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. And now I've never thought of it like that before. So that was one thing that I took away from it. I really, really appreciated.
Yeah, when he mentioned kind of, in some sense, is called not me out, but you know how you hear something and you're like, he's talking about me,
yeah.
But he's not really. You talked about fantasy sports and like, that is my thing. Like I really love fantasy sports and I try and keep it fairly quiet. Like I'm not like nuts about it. You know what I mean? But I do really enjoy fantasy sports and it's just one of those things where is fantasy sports a sin? No. Mm-hmm. Is what it does, I think, in my life, that it takes me away from my wife or takes me away from God, then it can become a weight. And I have to be aware of that, or I have to maybe not be in as many leagues or whatever that may be. And I need to examine those type of things that may not be sin issues, but maybe I should double check this, you know? And first, everybody that's different, is gardening a sin issue? No. But if it's taking up your life, maybe it's a weight that's holding you from ultimately, you know, being the best Christian you can possibly be.
For me, it was, I don't know why, but I started thinking, I don't keep the cleanest of rooms, but my room is typically kind of messy. And I think that hinders me because it stresses me out. I'm like at my best self when my room is clean. I just never keep it clean. And I don't know why, but that was the first thing that came to my mind is I need to keep my room clean because that makes
That's a sin issue though.
Oh, to have a messy room?
Yeah, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. So I don't know why, but I thought of that. And so I want to keep my room cleaner because it keeps me at a more peaceful state of mind. There we go.
Jane, were you any weights in your life that you feel like, oh, that rang a bell when that came along?
Any moral issues?
Yeah, sometimes I feel convicted by how much alone time I spend. I do know that that's necessary for me, especially like in my job with being like people all the time, on a Sunday especially. So, but I spend a lot of alone time. Sure. I don't know. It is what recharges me, but sometimes I wonder if I am a little bit selfish with that.
Yeah. And I think as we're talking, our listeners need to understand it could be anything. It can be a numerous amount of things. Like movies for me could probably be a weight that sometimes pulls me down. Or it could be simple things like my iPhone. That's not a sin. But, you know, we talked about technology in junior high and high school. And one of the things that was super convicting is we made a comparison to the Tower of Babel and
Babel.
Babel, yeah, we're talking about that off air. So the Tower of Babel is this, you know, great story that we get in the Old Testament. It doesn't really talk about technology very much, but one of the things that we forget is that brick, the thing that built this tower, was like the height of technology at that point. And so is brick a bad thing? Is brick a sin issue or whatever that. No, brick's fine, but it's what they used the brick for that ultimately pulled these people away from God. And it's the same with my phone. It's like, well, is my phone a bad thing? No, but what it does is it distracts me from my relationship with God or my relationship with Lacey, whatever that may be. And so looking at things that kind of like the brick or the phone, are these a bad thing? No, but are they pulling you down?
Well, it's like what Brad had said. When Michelangelo did the Statue of David, where they said, how did you do that? And he said, it was easy. I took a piece of marble and I chipped away everything that wasn't David.
Sure.
And so that picture of when we're striving to be more like Christ, we should be chipping away everything in ourselves that isn't pushing God. Us to Christ.
Yeah.
So those things that do take our focus, our attention, are distracting us from being more like Christ, are those things that's weighing us down.
Mm-hmm.
And he even Brad talked about the one translation where it's instead of just saying sin, he says the sin. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing that everybody goes, yep, that's my one thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So there was that in it too, that maybe the weight that we have isn't necessarily a sin, but there is sin too that's keeping us from being more like Christ and keeping us from running our race well.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons why we, I think, need to talk about this, not just every year, but it is a good reminder at the beginning of the year of just, you know, there is a lot of, I think, I don't know if I'll call it hostility, or I think there's some uneasiness with people, especially here in the Valley, with what's happening to our country or what's happening to
economy,
or, you know, you hear about these shootings and it's just like, there's a lot of, I don't know what just happened to my microphone, but there's a lot of, I guess, fear in the world right now. And if we lose sight of Christ and we lose sight of God, those things, the fear in the world can ultimately be another thing that is a weight that keeps us down instead of constantly looking towards Christ. Mm-hmm. And I think we can, worry about these things or what's going on with the deficit or whatever this may be versus going, are these things that are ultimately pushing me towards Christ, these thoughts that I have, or are these things that are weighing me down thinking, God, where are you at? And that's one of the questions that I think is commonly asked, especially with high school kids. It's like, where was God when, or where was, you know, where is God in all of this? Or it's just, I think, a question that gets asked a lot. And I think this was a good answer of going, I can't give you an answer of where God was at, but I know where you're at. And if these things are weighing you down and they're taking you away from Christ, then that's ultimately not what God wants. And that's what Hebrews is exactly talking about, is don't let these things weigh you down from your relationship with Christ. Continue to run the race. And one of the things that was mentioned is he talks about sin. Brad talked about sin and that the sin in that scripture was, it was a defined, what is, it's not just any sin, it's the sin, you know, and that is the distraction from God, basically.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was talking about, since the whole chapter before, chapter 11, was all the faithful. Oh, and so he was saying the sin was faithlessness.
Mm. Yeah. And they were not believing in Christ or not living out their relationship with Christ. I guess what I was trying to say is that we've got a lot of people that may be going to church, may say, yeah, I'm a Christian or whatever. And it's like their faith is minuscule and they're not living anything out. And as we heard in the clip, their name as a Christian means nothing to them. Mm-hmm. And their life and how they act is nothing.
Right. Did you guys ever have things that your parents would say to you to, like, remember who you represent?
Not in my family.
No. Because when he was saying that, it made me think, my mom would always say to me, when I got older, she'd say, remember, you represent God, our family, and Nicholson Chiropractic. And that was my first job. Well, really my only job when I was living in Tracy. So, like, when he said that, that's like me as a faucet. I represent God. I represent my family and the values that we have. And then I represent the company that I worked for.
Well, one of the, I would say, newer techniques of parenting over the last 10, 15 years is, you know, a kid will go, I want this. Well, why can't I have this? Or you did this and why? And you'll always ask why or what did I do wrong? And instead of saying, well, that's wrong or you shouldn't have done that. Or, well, if somebody asks why, you just go, because I said so.
Yeah.
It's going, it's because you represent something bigger than this. You represent the Warren family, the Fawcett family, the Wells family. And I've seen parents discipline their kids that way in some senses of going, look, you're a representation of the Wells family. And this is not what we do. We have a, somebody mentioned this at staff retreat, but we have a family
motto.
We have a family mission statement. If we're not living outside of that, then that's not what we do.
Yeah.
And the same goes as a Christian. Like, we don't represent ourselves that way. I've made fun of, you know, Dale about this just as a joke, but Dale's been on the show before. Dale Norris, he's my boss, and he has a daughter who she like did something wrong in junior high group one time, and she was like, Christian, you can't tell my dad. And I'm like, I'm gonna tell, it's not a big deal, don't worry about it. And she's like, Well, then he's going to have the whole, like, what does it mean to be a Christian talk with me? And I, awesome. You know, I went to Dale and I was like, dude, that's great. And cause she knows, okay, this is an issue that I know is wrong, but it's not wrong just cause it's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong going, well, this is cause I represent Christianity. Yeah. I represent mm-hmm. God. And so he's gotten that in her mind a little bit of yeah. going like, I know I screwed up and this is a misrepresentation mm-hmm. of Christ. So yeah.
I've never thought of it. Like that was another thing Brad said last night that I never heard of. But we represent all of the founding fathers of our faith. You know, mm-hmm. I've never thought of being in the same family as them. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't just represent Christ. I also represent Moses and Abraham and all like these people that like were firm in the faith and followed Christ or not. I mean, maybe not Old Testament, but followed God and what he asked them to do. And that affected me differently that I've never really thought about that before.
Brad took some pokes at like BSF and, one of those other like women's Bible study uh-huh. things. It's so funny because BSF is this great organization.
Bible study fellowship.
It's really great though.
It's mm-hmm. super great. But I've gone through it he before. Did make a joke where saying like, nobody will talk to you if you don't do your homework that mm-hmm. way.
Gosh, I never did.
True. I remember yeah. my mom, she does BSF. Or she, I don't know if she still, I think she still does it, but there would be times where like, it'd be midnight, you know? And uh-huh. I'm like, mom, what are you still doing awake? She's like, I haven't finished my BSF homework yet.
And there's a lot of homework. There's so much homework.
And yeah. she would be like, if I don't get it done, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Just this like fear if I don't finish my BSF homework. And so when Brad made that joke, I laughed because I was like, that's totally my mom.
I remember being in BSF when I was like 10 years old and they made us read through Amos. Oh. I don't remember anything. Sure. I'm thinking, I'm 10. Why am I reading Amos?
Super funny but, though. Yeah. If you're familiar with it, I would hope that was a funny joke.
Isn't it that if you don't do your homework, you're not allowed to participate in the conversation?
Oh, you're not allowed to talk. That's right.
I don't think that you're not allowed to talk. You're not just, allowed to participate in the conversation. I don't think you're like shunned.
Right. You're just not allowed to participate in the conversation. Sure.
But it's not like you show up and you have a cone of silence on your head or whatever.
Cone of shame.
Cone of shame. Well, if you haven't heard this week's message, it's a great message.
Or heard it, not necessarily read it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you haven't heard this week's message, one, we have an app. If you have a smartphone, download the app because you can also get the Spoutcast on it, but you can also hear the sermons. The one thing, though, is this is a great message, I think, to kick off the year because we are about to enter into a year-long series called Generations, and we are going to go from Genesis to Revelations. Each week, probably for the first 5 weeks, will be like the first 5 books of the Bible, but there will be many weeks where scriptures combined.
The first week. Okay.
Genesis.
Yeah. Right. There will be weeks where there's combined mm-hmm. scripture because it'll be less than 66 weeks basically mm-hmm. is what I'm trying
to
say.
And they're doing it. Well, the first 5 books is the Torah, the first 5 books of the Bible. And then after that, it'll be chronological, which sure. will be really cool.
Right. And so that is exciting. And we will kick that off this Wednesday at midweek. And we will just keep going throughout the year other than in the summer. We'll take a quick break to do a different series for the summer. But so stay tuned for that. And we will start that next week. Enjoy some more of Jane's top 4 favorite songs or most played
iTunes.
On iTunes
app.
And then we'll interview Cam and Kim next.
Just like I wasn't scared at all. I turned off the car, ran through the yard, back to your front door. Before I could knock, you turned the light, let me on the front porch. And I kissed you goodnight. And now that I've kissed you, it's
all right, we are back, and we brought in some special guests. And Jane, in fact, did not. You had no idea who the guests were today.
No clue.
So
she
you guys
was guessing
were
a lot of people. I told her it was yeah. the president, and then she wrote back.
I did hashtag no Obama.
There you go.
We laughed a lot.
It's very uncomfortable for a second here. Now, you guys were about our fourth choice. No, I'm just kidding.
That seems right.
No,
but,
this no, not
is,
at all.
Cambria Belachy, who's been on the show. Now this is your third appearance, maybe yeah. fourth.
Third
appearance on the show.
You were second guest. Interviewer. that we had on the show.
You were very up there.
Thankfully, this time she didn't have to cover her head, though. Because last time we talked about head coverings.
Oh, yeah.
This is true. Yeah, yeah. Last time I had to be covered to be in here.
Yes. And we also have Kim File on the show.
Hello.
Kim File, I feel like you're this is second time, correct?
Second time.
First time with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your husband, I believe, has been on twice as well.
Yep.
So this is a race, pretty much.
Neck and neck with BK File. Yeah.
We should get this clear. Brian is Kim's husband.
Yes.
Just for Andrew. All those people who are very confused at times.
Yeah, we had him on a month ago with Ben. For Neighborhood Thrift.
Now, many of you guests are probably, or not guests, many of you listeners are probably wondering why bring Cam and Kim on, but you guys are part of the Connections team. Woo! No, nobody's cheering.
Drum roll.
All right.
Yay!
And since it's Jane's birthday, we decided to bring you guys in and talk some connections, but also...
They're just good friends.
You guys are friends. And we want to hear some, let's bring out the positives. What are some good things Jane has done over the years?
No.
Or over the last couple months?
Jane, we don't have to do
Jane's
this.
A decent employee, right?
Jane's a phenomenal employee.
Cam's her boss.
Don't undersell it.
Yeah. Cam, you have always been Jane's boss, correct? Like... Jane kind of slipped into your role. How does this work?
Jane had a boss before me on staff, so I stole her from another department.
Right, but in Connections.
Yes, I've always been her boss in Connections.
Okay. And basically, Jane slipped into what your role was at the North Campus.
Yes.
And so your role now is?
Connections Director.
And Kim, just to clarify, your role is now?
I'm the Connections Director at the Fig Garden Campus.
Okay. And so, not spiritual formation?
Oh, I'm part of spiritual formation as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I thought this was all connections. Sorry.
Well, you know, we're just tossing it out there every once in a while. So, you've worked with Jane for about a year, no, 8 months as like on the same team?
Almost a year,
Almost a year, yeah.
A year in March?
A year in April, yeah.
Okay.
Now, who's like the troublemaker on the connections team? Oh, who's the one... Well, cracking jokes at all the meetings.
Layla's not here, so we'll sell her out. It's definitely Layla.
Poor Layla.
I don't know. Janie has, she brings the thunder, though. She's got the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Janie Richmond is pretty awesome, our admin.
She is.
And Kim is the very mature.
I mean, look at the way she's sitting right now.
Yeah, very her,
she gosh. Has her arms crossed and on her legs that are also crossed.
Now, has anything happened with Jane during this her tenure as the Connections? Person at North, any stories, any thoughts?
Oh, there's lots of stories.
Lots of stories. Yeah, Jane is great with people, so lots of different kinds of people are attracted to Jane and want to talk to her.
Attracted to Jane?
Well, I mean, drawn to her. Maybe also attracted to her. Why not? I mean, she's beautiful.
Flipping it.
So as a North coordinator, connections coordinator, all day, right?
North Campus Connections Director.
You're there all day?
Yeah.
And you've come across... A lot of different people, correct? Is there anybody where you're like, this person sticks out? Can we say that on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Chip Brown.
Chip.
100%. Like a sore thumb.
Nice guy?
Nice guy.
He's so Ivy.
So Ivy.
Ivy?
What does that mean?
Ivy. Do you want us to teach you about Ivy? Because we just learned.
Like, what's Ivy? She taught us about Ivy yesterday.
What is Ivy?
Like the, it's like... Preppy.
Yeah, so like what hipster is to indie or alternative folk, Ivy is to preppy people.
This is like the Carlton Banks?
Yeah, well, he was Ivy.
Chuck Bass? So Ivy.
Chuck Bass? Let's get that B in there.
Just, that's what I said,
right,
Chuck
just
Bass.
Making sure. So Ivy or IV, the two letters? Because what do you mean? Ivy League school?
Ivy Y.
Like Ivy League.
Yeah, like
not
Ivy League
like
school.
Intravenous.
So that's cool. Like, he's so hipster. He's so Ivy.
He's so Ivy. Yeah.
My brother could maybe.
Oh, yeah, your brother's Ivy.
He could fit up there.
Picture perfect Ivy.
There you go.
I wish my brother could be interviewed on this show. It would be a great interview.
Why don't
interview.
You bring him?
We should. That
we should
would
have
be fun.
A sibling episode and bring our brothers in.
Yeah.
We all have brothers.
Yeah. Do we all have brothers in here?
Yeah.
Do we all have dogs in here?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
The three of us.
The three of us do. We couldn't bring our dogs, but people couldn't really hear them.
Yeah.
Now, Kim, you've been on the connection staff a lot longer than because you and Cam have been on connections for a while as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been on connection staff?
For about 4 years.
Oh, dang. And then spiritual formation, same amount of time or?
Spiritual formation has been about... 2 years?
Spiritual formation has only been around for a couple of years.
It'll be 2 years in June.
Dang.
Yeah.
So I feel like, now, don't take offense to this, all right? But I feel like if we were to say teams, like, oh, the Connections team, it's very obvious who's on the Connections team nowadays. But I felt like maybe back in the day it was like Cam and Wendy, and that was kind of, that was about it. Right?
Yeah, because
like I wouldn't have guessed, oh, Kim was on the Connections
because
team.
I would say that back then it was campus specific and we didn't necessarily meet as a team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I was Connections for, you know, Southeast Campus.
What? R-A-P, shout out.
I know. And but I didn't meet really with Wendy or Cam and talk connection stuff. I met with Dave. And so then we kind of reorged. When we reorged,
right,
then we started to meet as a team. Okay. And became more powerful that way, I would say.
So now you guys are like a force to be reckoned with.
Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So have I told you about my party for Layla?
No, you haven't told me about this.
Yes, and yeah, I think it's so mean. It.
What?
Well, if Layla ever leaves the well, which, you know, God rest her soul.
If she dies?
Yeah, on her passing? Or is this like if she retires?
If Layla were to ever leave the well. And I
you mean God forbid.
God rest her soul.
you know that.
Because her soul would be lost if she left the well.
God that's rest just continue on. That's theologically accurate.
So Layla is very anti-germs, very anti-bacteria.
She's a germaphobe.
She's very just much a germaphobe.
But do you know that I'm very much the same way?
Uh-huh.
Except
not as bad.
I'll eat on those plates.
Sure. Layla will not, like, she has to have her own plates, her own, and she will not, she has to have her own plastic silverware and mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. So if she ever leaves, I want to throw a plastic party for her where everything in the room is plastic. So we'll get rid of the wooden table. We'll put a plastic table in there, plastic silverware, plastic plates, plastic cups. Everything's plastic. And everybody has to bring like a Secret Santa type thing, but like it's like some sort of plasticky thing, and we'll all trade it around and stuff. No, you don't think that'd be a fun party?
I think it'd be a great party. You could just throw it for her birthday. You don't have to wait till she leaves.
Yeah, I'm not good with birthdays, so I'm better with like see you later parties.
So. Wow, that's kind of heartless.
No. I know. I'm not a great. You know, I called you, Jane, on your birthday. And
it's true.
I
knew
swear.
When I saw Christian Warren on my phone, I thought, this is a special day. Christian's wishing me a happy birthday.
Yeah. When we were saying the only time you call is to apologize. Uh-huh. That's the only time you give us phone calls. And you say, I'm really sorry. I need to apologize.
In that of, hey, I'm really sorry we're not recording today.
Yeah.
There was a bit
Are we cool? Are we cool? But Are you mad? Are we okay?
Really? What? I'm not that bad, am I?
Oh, Christian,
yes,
you are
really that bad.
Kim warned me today about something I do that I need to get better at because there are harmonizers out there. I hate texting, hence the reason why I don't wish people happy birthday over the text or over the Facebook. And Kim's husband is ultimate harmonizer, and we're buddies, and he was texting me all day yesterday. I didn't really text him back. And I guess from what the way that Kim describes it is like, he was like, what's wrong? What's up with Christian? Like, why is he not texting me back? So we're playing this video game.
Aww, totally.
Brian is beating me in this video game, and I'm like playing him back in the game on our phone. And he's like, what? You have time to play video games but not to text me back, huh? And I'm like, oh, man.
It shows to him that you care.
Oh, but I do care.
But how does he know
her.
That?
You're
he
right.
doesn't know
You're
that.
Right. I need to get better.
So him and I both, ultimate harmonizers. If you guys ever send texts, or I send text to you,
you
and you don't
reply.
Text back, tear.
Good to know.
Tear.
Single tear.
I'm not writing back.
Oh, yeah. So, Jane, that was a big deal, all right? Did you guys call Jane on her birthday?
I text.
I bought her a present, and I took her out for donuts.
I guess that was technically a work day, right?
Kim saw me on my birthday.
Yeah.
Cam?
Cam texted me
on
my birthday.
I was gone.
I was with you for most of your birthday.
You text.
Sarah stayed up till 12. And
One? I stayed up late with you.
No, I mean to send the like 12 o'clock birthday text.
Oh, I stayed up until midnight to text her.
It was one of these. Happy birthday! Next line. Just so you know, I stayed up till midnight.
And then I lost track of time. And it was really like 12:06 when I wrote her. I was like, oh, dang it, I missed it.
She was the first. Well, no, my WSM kids were the first.
That's fine. Sorry.
Oh, dang, you blew it.
Yeah, and then we went to dinner and then played Just Dance and celebrated the new year.
Just Dance, quietly a very fun game.
Quietly?
Well, what? Like, I don't feel like...
If you play quietly, it's fun?
Quietly or quite the fun game?
I would say doesn't get recognized as great of a game as it really is.
Oh, quietly. Oh.
So, like, That's not the right term there?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, no.
Give me another term and then we'll see if it's not the right term.
Under the radar. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. It flies under the radar.
Quietly.
No.
Sneakily.
Yeah, really good game.
Give me another one word and I'll give you guys the credit.
Tiptoes. Really good game.
All right. I'm sticking with quietly.
Secret killer.
Like
secretly, maybe a good one.
Yeah, secretly, much better than quietly.
Quietly would be like you have to be quiet when you play.
Like, I think there's a lot of loud game. Adults that enjoy playing Just Dance, and now they're one, two, or three, or whatever. But
four.
Or four, but kids or the most popular games are usually the shoot 'em up or Halos or the sports games. And when you go to a party and there's Just Dance, it's like, oh, this is fun. This
it's
is
like
a good
party.
DDR. Yeah.
Do you know that I love to play Black Ops?
It wouldn't surprise me. So does Kim.
I really like to shoot the zombies. The zombies are my favorite. But there is a point where I get a little bit scared.
There was a staff retreat one year. I think, you guys are all there. Uh-huh. Were you there at the
start? I was there.
So, like...
Video Game Central.
It was like somebody thought it would be a good idea on staff retreat to bring video games, and we're all playing video game... Or not, we're all. Sorry, I'm not included in this.
Yes.
There was a good size of people that started playing video games in the middle of our meeting hall, and people are trying to have real conversations, and in the background you just hear guns blowing up and oh, come on, get him, man. And it was literally the most awkward 3 hours while this was going on.
Oh yeah, it was projected on a giant screen. So it's not like there's a couple people in the corner. It's like literally there are girls crying in one corner, and then
I was one of those girls crying in and one of those corners.
And this is like right after we do this
staff retreat.
Yeah, it's like right after we do this really sweet, what would you call it? Like, hey, let's talk about our feelings and our lives as a staff.
We call it Cry Fest.
Yeah,
highs and lows of the year. And then immediately into, let's play some Call of Duty. And it was just awkward.
Yeah, totally awkward.
Kim was playing, though. So.
Every day. That's all I do.
Every day.
So, Jane, did you, did you have a good birthday, week? We're continuing the birthday here.
I know. This is a celebration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a phenomenal birthday.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Name one highlight besides that I called you.
Well, my parents came into town and took me to lunch.
Well, that's fun.
That was fun.
Kim gave you a gift.
Yeah, I enjoyed working that morning and then going out for donuts with Kim and Layla.
Which donut shop?
K&C.
K&C.
Duh.
I enjoyed...
Wait, can I tell a quick story?
Wait, I'm not done.
This will take 2 seconds, all right? I promise. This is funny. It's on the topic, okay? Kim, we're friends.
You're going to throw Kim under the bus.
Just for a second. This was so funny because Kim is a very healthy eater. Kim, her husband, I would say, is on the other side of a healthy eater. Super healthy looking guy, just... loves himself some Twinkies and some, what are those things called? The red things?
Zingers.
And loves donuts. And we get donuts a lot, me and Brian. And me and Kim will banter about how funny it is that Brian likes donuts or whatever. And one time I brought donuts in the oven and Kim may have taken a quarter of a donut. Like, cut a quarter of a donut. And I can't describe it without a video camera, but she was hiding it underneath her sweatshirt, walking it back to her desk, wanting me not to see. I'm all, Kim, what do you got there? And literally eyes as bright as can be,
okay.
And then just don't tell Brian.
I know. It's true.
So we go to get donuts at K&C, and they were out of the original, the old fashioned maple.
Oh.
So they dipped an old fashioned for me in maple.
Oh, wow.
So then it's Kim's turn.
Fresh.
I'm like, my turn. Okay. Hey, do you have any old fashioned maples in the back? She's like, no, but we could dip one. Okay, great. That's great. So she brings it out, ooey gooey, just dipped me.
Wow.
Kim's turn. I'll have a donut hole. And the girl's like, what? Yep.
What?
And then Layla follows up. I'll take 5 donut holes. So there's Kim and her little donut hole.
It was a good bite.
Yeah.
No, that was what was so funny about it is the size of donut you took was maybe the size of a donut hole.
Yeah.
It was funny. Sorry,
just
Kim.
Just a taste, a little
That's
bit.
Good.
I got to set the standard high for myself so Brian has something to maybe inspire to, yeah, someday.
Kim, when is your birthday?
August 31st.
August 31st. Kim, you're the 23rd of April. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, you're...
September 13th.
There you go. No?
Nope.
September.
Did someone else want to take another guess?
November 13th.
November 13th.
Ashley, September 13th.
Do you, feel
sorry.
Like...
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Do you feel like your birthday being on the 31st sometimes gets missed a little bit?
Never.
No, because you make
there
sure it doesn't.
There's always a party to go to on my birthday.
The world celebrates.
Sure, but I'm saying like, you know, people like Jeremiah's birthday is like 2 days after Christmas. So they kind of get blended in together a little bit. Do you ever feel like that happens or not really?
No, my parents were really great about making them separate.
Okay.
So what, but I did know, which I love about my birthday, what I asked for, if I didn't get for Christmas, I knew I was getting it for my birthday.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I basically got everything I asked for. Thanks, Mom.
We have this thing, I guess, as I feel like it's our thing. If I could say it's our thing, we all really like high-end sparkling water.
Yeah, super high-end. I think that's fair. Uh-huh.
And Pellegrino is about as high-end as you could possibly get.
It's true.
And out here on this table, we've got some delicious sparkling waters, but Cam and Kim decided to go with the middle class, I would call it.
Wow.
Of sparkling water.
Hey.
And speaking of getting everything you want, Christian is really accustomed to getting everything he wants.
Well, when I feel like Kim and I first had a conversation, I think you really thought I had Pellegrino on tap at my house.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, the way you talked about it, of going to other friends' houses and asking for a Pellegrino. Who does that? As a child.
Well, you know.
I didn't even know what Pellegrino was until maybe 3 months ago when Jane got really into it.
It's good, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
But I love Perrier as well, which is the other, obviously, second-rate water to you.
Well, I'll say
this. What about some good Arrowhead?
But you know, you know what? Arrowhead is my favorite water.
Tap water.
It's tap true. Water.
Bottled water, that's bad. You know, you got to have the sparkle in it.
Let me just tell you, so for Christmas, Brian and I got a soda stream for one another, which has been awesome. And ever since then, I've drinking at least a liter of sparkling water a day.
Wow.
So good.
If not more.
The disappointing part is when you run out of the sparkling, or you run out of the
CO2.
The CO2, like mid-push, and so your water's sort of flat, and you're like, I gotta go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
How long does that last you? Like one cartridge?
The CO2 should last 130 liters.
Wow.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah. So at this rate, it should be.
You have to pee really bad after it's all
I know. It's so hard. Like I have one glass and I'm like, it's just in the fridge. I'm like, why not have another?
Yeah.
And then I can make me a whole new bottle.
I opened a bottle of Pellegrino last night and I finished it.
Oh,
so here's my one.
Totally.
You know, this is old. I was once on the top class of life back in the day. And Pellegrino was kind of one of those things where you never had it like straight from the bottle. So you would always pour it into a glass cup.
Mm-hmm. Did the butler do this for you?
No.
The maid?
No.
Yeah.
Your nanny?
The help?
The help.
I did it myself. All right. But with the soda stream, same thing. Like I can't drink it out of that thing. I got to pour it in another glass. That's why I don't like Perrier, because you kind of, it's like you could pour it out, but it's, you know, it's kind of cheap. And if you look, the Perrier's in the plastic.
Wow.
And what's the Pellegrino in?
Glass. But Pellegrino comes in plastic now.
Okay.
Sure.
Anything you can get from a gas station is not that high class.
Did you get Pellegrino
yes,
from the
gas? I'm telling you. It's not that big of a deal.
You got the Pellegrino from the
gas station.
I thought you got it from Fresh and Easy.
No.
I feel like we're missing the point of this, which is that Christian has a ranking of mineral water.
Yes.
And I'm not sure your listeners are really aware of how spoiled you actually were as a
child.
Like, have we really addressed this?
I don't think it was that bad. But
Christian,
Kim seems to think it was really bad.
You got any movie that you wanted?
No.
Yes, in high school, because you were...
every single one of those movies.
Did you have a job?
Yes.
Remember the story about flipping hundreds?
That was because I worked for it.
Wait, let's hear that story.
I would consider... All right, it's really quick, and then we got to take a break, okay? Really quick. There's a game where you flip dollar bills, and in high school, this was a really popular game, and I upped the ante from 5 to 10 to then 20. Then there was this big thing that kind of happened where we wanted to flip 100s, and I'm like, you know I'm in. And I basically, like, I won one, then we went again and I lost it. So I went back to even, then lost again. And I said, let's do one more, but it's worth $200. And I won. And as the dollars are literally falling on the ground, the principal comes and takes all the money away.
Oh.
We don't get the money back. And we get what was, it wasn't called detention in high school. It was called JUG, which is justice under God. So we got that for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Like, so it was a big
spiritual
deal. But I earned that money before. All right. I didn't just get $100 from my parents. I worked a job. All right.
Oh,
so don't,
gosh,
don't judge me here.
I'm so judging.
No judgment.
Kim,
here.
Cam, it's always a pleasure having you guys on
yes,
the show.
Thank
it
you,
really
Anna.
Is. And
thank
you guys are entertaining guests. And thank you for celebrating Jane's birthday
Happy
with
birthday,
us.
Happy birthday, Jane. We love you.
Happy
love
birthday, you. Jane.
All right. Up next, we will end the show. Thank you once again for being on.
Last night, out of the blue, drifting off to the evening news, she said, honey, what would you do if you'd have never met me? I just laughed, said, I don't know. I could take a couple guesses, though. And then tried to dig real deep. Said, darling, honestly, I do a lot more offshore fishing. I'm probably eating more drive-thru chicken. Take a few strokes off my golf game. If I'd have never known your name, I'd still be driving that old green Nova. I probably never would have heard of yoga. I'd be a better football fan. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you.
We are back, and we never really close out the show with anything other than just to say thank you to our fans.
Hey, oh my gosh.
And
if you were there on Sunday, the Spoutcast was featured in The Bucket. So
yeah, Christian
you should,
and Sarah.
No,
that's it.
It was Christian.
I want to make this publicly clear to all Spoutcast fans who think that it was unfair. This whole situation was not any of my idea.
First of all, you wear a shirt that's outdated with Megan's face on it.
But wait,
you didn't
time
even
out.
Put a picture of my face over it.
Now,
I shouldn't have
out.
Brought this up.
This is about this video was about a 3 minute video that was chipped down to about what, 25 seconds, 30 seconds max?
Maybe a minute.
And I had nothing to do with the idea or anything. In fact, when it was first asked of me, I said, do you want like me, Jane, and Sarah, and Kevin on the in it? And Pat was like, well, it'd be really quick. It'll be just be you and Brandon. I'm like, all right, great. And in the time, in the video spot where it says, I host the show with Sarah Wells, they cut it right there. But I say Sarah Wells, Jane Fawcett, and Kevin Tinkin. No, I say Sarah Wells, Kevin Tinkin, and Jane Fawcett. And what I do is say, do you want to zoom in on her face as well? But the camera's not going to zoom in on her face because the joke was the camera is so zoomed in, it's not moving at all. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. That was the joke. It got cut. And now Jane is like losing her mind at me and she's freaking out. And it's like, I didn't do anything. All right.
I'm not losing my mind.
I just need to make it very clear.
It was, listen, I just need the affirmation that we are a team.
We are a total team, but it was a funny video.
It was pretty funny.
I'm pretty
the whole,
funny.
The cutting off thing and you're such a blessing.
That was a total.
That made me laugh just real hard.
That was a total rip off of an SNL skit. But there was about four other ones that were not aired that were, I think, very funny, but maybe got vetoed. One
yeah,
of them was
the spiritual one.
Well, one of them was Christian. Christian speaks to Brandon, tries to speak to Brandon in tongues. And and I was like, the thing was like, I don't know if this is a good idea. This was kind of a sore subject at the well, so I probably shouldn't. And then it cuts out, you know? Mm-hmm. And then another one was like,
an overly spiritual interview. How many times have you read Numbers this month?
That wasn't on it either, was it?
No.
How many times have you read the Book of Numbers? And I said, well, I don't know how that pertains to the Spoutcast. And then he goes, Brad's read it 16 times this month.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you missed The Bucket, that's another good thing. It was a first one back.
Yeah.
Christian, Sarah, and Kevin were in it.
You got to take it up with the creative team.
Yeah, you got to let it go, Jane.
Hey, all I know is that Pat asked if I had any talents and I showed him my talent and he opened the door and said, all right, thanks.
What was your talent that you showed him?
I've said this numerous times.
You burp for him?
No, singing the ABCs with my mouth closed.
I've said this numerous times, but maybe not on air. I was on the original Spoutcast as supposedly a reoccurring guest, and Pat will not say it one way or the other.
On the Spoutcast?
I mean, sorry, the bucket. I was like, hey, I got this great character. This is what we're going to do. I got a vision for it. It's going to be awesome. And Pat was like, yeah, sounds great. We recorded it. It seemed great. We made this bucket. And the bucket never aired, and they never asked me to do another guest spot.
Wow.
And I thought,
you're probably horrible.
I thought, what happened? And this is like a lost bucket. But it was golden. It was a great take. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was supposed to be this big fan of Phil Wickham when he was playing mm-hmm. at the Well. And I was like the mega fan, like a creepo fan. And like I was supposed to reoccur as like a fan of somebody that we're interviewing. So let's say it's Andrew Fial talking about whatever. I would be the biggest fan. And they couldn't speak because I was such a huge fan that I would never let them actually say a word. So I'd ask them a question, but I'd answer the question for them. Kind of like Chris Farley interviewing like people from mm-hmm. SNL. Mm-hmm. It was like super awkward, but funny. Mm-hmm. That was my role. They booted me. So Jane, don't feel bad. All right. Just saying.
Hey, at least you got to video.
All right. Well, this is the Spout.
And we are 28 years old and out.
Everything that's green, girl, I need you. But it's more than one, and one makes two. I put aside the math and the logic of it. You gotta know you want it too. 'Cause I wanna